Yesterday evening, we had church Wednesday night at the gathering at Meadowview here in Rogersville, Tennessee. You guys ever come through here, look it up. Doug Messer is an amazing preacher. Just someone who truly lets the word of God flow through him. But we were talking a little bit about the parable of the three servants. And I want to read that because something hit me yesterday. Listen to this sermon that was something I've never thought about before, but I'm gonna go ahead and read this parable quick. This is from Matthew 25, 14 through 30. It says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. Then he left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called on them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, 'Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more.' The master was full of praise. 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. Now I'll give you more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.' The servant who had received 2 bags of silver came forward and said, 'Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more.' The master said, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.' Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, 'Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back.' But the master replied, 'You wicked, lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it.' Then he ordered, 'Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" That's a pretty powerful parable when you really think about the meaning behind it. Something I had never thought before, and I guess we'll get to that in a second, but we're going to go down. So we're going to talk about the 5 bags of silver that the first servant got. Now, those 5 bags of silver, we have to look at it in the terms of it's a gift. It's a gift from the master. What are you going to do with that gift that the master gives while he's gone? That servant took that and made 5 more. He made good use of what the master had given him. The one with 2 went, made 2 more. He made good use of what the master had given him. The other servant was given a bag of silver, but he hid it. He put it underground. He put it in a place no one could see. Now, if we take this parable for what it's meant, the master is obviously God. The servants are all of us. God gives us different spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians talks about all the different spiritual gifts that we're given. There's so many different things that we have that God gives us. And some of us are meant to reach people that are at our job, the people in our community. And then there's people out there that are meant to be Billy Graham and reach millions of people. Billy Graham had probably more than 5 bags of silver. But what I'm trying to say is we're all given gifts from God. Now, the crazy thing is that third servant was given a gift, a spiritual gift from God. The servant knew who the master was. That person knows who God is. But in the end, that servant, for not using that gift, was cast into a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, which is a reference to hell many times throughout the Bible. So, if a person can know Jesus, Jesus has gifted him a spiritual gift and he's not using it. That person didn't follow through. I do believe that's exactly what it talks about in James, where it says, faith without works is dead. Not that you need works to get to heaven. It is by faith alone so that no man can boast. Scripture tells us that. But the thing is that when you decide you want to follow Jesus, when you decide that you want to give your life to the Lord, good fruit comes out of that. It says he will know us by our fruits. So if I'm given 5 bags of silver, if God gives me a set spiritual gift, and he's telling me, hey, this is what you have, go use it, make something out of it, that falls on me. I need to put in the legwork to get out there and do something. And I'm going to tell you right now, doing things for God is never easy. It's never comfortable. God's always going to take you out of your comfort zone. It's not easy. There's things I do, even with the podcasting stuff that we've done and all these things, I don't ever feel like this is the easiest thing in the world. They think like it was always felt uncomfortable, out of my comfort zone. God takes you out of your comfort zone. This is the first time I've done something like this, just setting up the camera in front of me and just going. It's uncomfortable for me, but God put something on my heart. Now, as a lot of the things that I've talked about recently, I always look at all these things lately, and everything that God's kind of shared with me lately when I'm reading the word and things like that is that this is a call, because we're getting close to the end. And I love each and every one of you out there. Some of you maybe knew me when I was younger and I wasn't always the best person. But I love each and every one of you out there, and I want each and every one of you to be in heaven with me. I can't wait to get up there to see people that have gone on before us and just truly be in our actual home. I think it was Billy Graham that said it best when he said, I'm just a traveler on this earth. So think about those three servants. God's given you gifts, talents, skills, different things that you can do in your life that can reach people in different ways. It says he will know you by your fruits. That's the investment God puts in us, and he's looking for a return. God doesn't need us. God doesn't need us. God could be blissfully happy up in heaven all alone, but God allows us to be part of his plan. He loves us. But at some point, there will come a time when there's a judgment. And I so want to walk through the gates up there and have Jesus look at me and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to be that first servant or that second servant, but I definitely don't want to be that last. Think about the gifts God's given you. This is not to cast judgment. This is not to say that anything's ever too late. Or anything of that nature. But this is meant to be a wake-up call. This is truly a call. Which servant are you?